Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Fountain House and the Hobo Stage. Insert wild yelling and screaming here. Okay, maybe not. Oh, yeah. Ah, that's so much better.
Check.
So much time to cry.
Well, thank you. John Skin and Len Mooney trading them. Well, it's a great pleasure here playing with the great band Yarn. You're going to love these guys. If you haven't heard them, fantastic. All right, so we'd like to wish a happy, happy birthday to the man that has made this all possible. Paul Palazzi's birthday is coming right up on Tuesday, so let's all wish him a happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Boy, that was beautiful.
That was awesome, wasn't it? Paul has one of the greatest greetings on his cell phone. I love it to death. It's at the AT&T, you know, woman going, the party is not available. And then he comes in, you know, when the name is supposed to be, and he comes in and he goes, Paul Palazzi. It's like, Paul Palazzi. It's awesome. I love it. I usually just ring it a couple of times, you know, a week just to hear it. Paul Palazzi. All right, well, there's a lot of hate in the world, and a lot of the hate seems to be coming from people that are supposed to be loving, and they do it in the name of their deity. Not very cool, I say. So here's a song about that.
Rise up
and find your higher power. Free up from fear that will devour you. Watch out for the ego of the hour. The ones who see they know it all. The ones who will oppose it on your rise up. Find your higher power. Free up from fear it will devour you. Watch out for the ego of the hour. The ones who say they know it all. The ones who will turn it on you. Global warming. I saw a little sticker on a wall over there. It's that kind of thinking that's going to doom this whole fucking planet. I got to tell you right now. And that's the God's truth. This is not an option. This is not an opinion. This is a fact. Get used to it. And if we don't do something about it now, we're going to be fine. Our kids might be okay, but their kids, your kids' kids, will be living in a world that's going to make Mad Max look like Disney World. And that's the fact. So, there you go. Now, climb down off my soapbox. That felt better. Yeah, keep believing that, buddy.
To throw my troubles out the door. I don't need you anymore. 'Cause tonight I'm staying here with you. I should have left this town this morning, but it was more than I could do. But your love came on so strong, and I've been waiting all too long. Well, tonight, when I'm staying here with you, is it really any wonder the love a poor boy can receive? You cast your spell, I fell under. It was so difficult to leave. Can you hear that whistle blowing? See the station master too. There's a poor boy on the street. Why don't you let him have it? Cause tonight I'm staying here with you. Come on, man. kids out there too. Throw my troubles out the door, I don't need them anymore, 'cause tonight I'm staying here with you. Oh, 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 oh.
Bob Dylan wrote that song, a very good song.
Mike, I'm going to need a lot more accordion, please.
What's the definition of perfect pitch, Len?
I don't want to know, because I know it has to do with the accordion, doesn't it, Tim?
You are correct, sir. The definition of perfect pitch is when you can toss the accordion in the toilet without touching the rim. Thank you. It's a big toilet.
It still kind of wants to do something. Well, we'll play the song and hopefully get through it. Troubles track them in the land of Ire. They can't go back unless they face the fire. I fell in love with such a one, but so far from home, that bloomed like a flower. Between the stones, we met in Iris Town, Washington Heights. It was in the smile, but her laugh was my delight. Took me out to see Frankie Gavin. What a sound, what a sight. She asked me if I had a place to stay, but not what I stayed with her that night. Troubles tracked down in the land of Iris. Can't go back unless they
fire. I fell in love with such a one, so far from home that bloomed like a flower. Between the stones. And so we started up, would not slow down. She told me about a home in County Clare where we'd be woken by the cows by now. We laughed and loved more than little, more than immigration allowed. She never called, she never nagged. She seemed to know in her bones just how the troubles tracked them in the land of Iowa. Can't go back unless they face the fire. I fell in love with such a one, so far from home that bloomed like a flower. Together, the tour with my band. I put a little tour together, more than a three-night stand. I was gone a month when I came back again. I took flowers to the record shop, but it was boarded up. I never saw her again. The troubles tracked her to the land of Iowa. Well, she went back. Oh, love with her, though I did not know. She bloomed again like a flower between the stones.
This next song we're going to do is, anybody see the movie A River Runs Through It? It's not a great movie. That was written by a guy named Norman McLean, who also wrote a fantastic book called Young Men and Fire, a true story about this guy named Dodge, who led a jump crew, which are people that jump out of airplanes and fight forest fires. Can't even imagine jumping into the wilderness with nothing except for, you know, a thing of water on your back. But this is the true story of the Dry Gulch Fire in Montana in 1949. It's called Cold Missouri Waters.
Yippee!
I heard that. That's like one of my favorite sounds.
Yippee!
Nothing like unbridled joy. My name is Dodge, but you know that it's written on the chart there at the foot end of the bed. They think I'm blind, I can't read it. I've read it every word, and every word it says is death. So confession, is that the reason why you came? Get it off my chest before I check out of the game. Now that you mention it, there's 13 things I'll name. 13 crosses high above the cold Missouri waters. August 49, North Montana. It's the hottest day on record, and the forest tend to dry. Lightning strikes in the mountains. I was crew chief at the jump base. I prepared the boys to fly. I picked the drop zone. C-47 comes in low. I see the circle of the fire down below. Feel a tap on my leg that tells you go. 15 of us dropped above cold Missouri waters. Gauge the fire. I'd seen bigger, so I ordered them the side hill. We'd fight it from below. We'd have our back to the river. Have it lit by morning, even if we took it slow. But the fire crown, it jumped the valley just ahead. There's no way down. Gonna fight that slope instead. It's too big to fight. Gonna fight that hill instead. Step behind the boat, the cold Missouri waters. The fire churned red, the smoke was boiling. 200 yards of safety, death was 50 yards behind. And I don't know why, I just thought it. I lit a match to waist high grass, running out of time. And I tried to tell them, this is the only chance you get. It's the only chance. Chance you get, but they cursed me and ran for the rocks above instead. I leave these down and pray above the cold Missouri waters. Oh, oh, oh. And when I rose like the phoenix, in the world turned to ashes, there was none but to survive. I'd stay that night, one day after, carrying bodies to the river, wondering how that I'd survive. 13 stations of the cross to mark my fall. I'd have my say, I confess to nothing more. I'm gonna join them now, those that left me long before. Crosses high above the cold Missouri waters. The 13 crosses high above the cold Missouri shore.
Thank you.
Well, that was Len Mooney singing and playing the keyboards, rocking his ass off. Well, over here to my left is Mr. John Skeen playing the mandolin tonight. And behind me, laying down a big ass groove on the drums, Mr. Jeff Barg. I've come 500 miles just to see her halo. I come from St. Petersburg, a moth and me. When I open my eyes, I'm blind as can be. You give a man luck, and he falls into the sea. She wants you to steal and get caught. She loves you for all you are not. You're falling down. Redhead mom, come slip it on her. Everyone at the hotel was a goner. Stole all the doorknobs, broke all the windows. They hauled it away in a couple of days. Well, somebody else will take your head on. Everything seems so much smaller down here on the ground. When you're falling down, falling down. Slip it on her. Everyone at the hotel was a goner. He stole all the doorknobs, broke all the windows, and they hauled it away in a couple of days. Somebody helped him with a tinkling head off. You know, everything seems so much smaller down here on the ground.
For no man. Certainly not for me. That's actually a true story. Tom did not wait for me. I was actually driving through Montana many years ago. And this is a great story because it shows you what a cool guy Tom Waits is. He was In the morning, I got up in the hotel and went down to the lobby to get some coffee. And there's like thousands of people running around like crazy. I'm like, what the hell's going on here? And I was like, oh, wait, that's right. It's election day. I figured some candidate had his headquarters here in the lobby and everyone. So I peek in this door and I look in and there's a picture of Tom Waits on the wall. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. So I see this guy sitting at the desk. I said, dude, what's going on here? Is it election something going on? No, we're making a movie. Oh, really? Is he in it? He said, yeah, he's starring in it. Is he here? No, he's coming in this afternoon, so I had to leave. So I said, dude, can I write a letter to him? Will you get it to him? So sure. So I run upstairs, get some stationery out, and I wrote this, you know, dear Tom Waits, you know, you're the greatest guy since sliced bread, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, I love you, really, you know, influenced me, blah, blah, blah. I gave it to the guy. Month went by. I got home. Month went by. 2 months went by. 3 months went by. 6 months went by. And after about 6 months, all of a sudden, a brown paper thing, like basically made from cut out of a shopping bag, covered up this thing. And I opened it up, and it was a framed picture of Tom Waits saying, thanks, Tim, Tom Waits. So see, Tom Waits for Nomad.
6 months later.
Let's do Melodious. Let's go to Melodious Stump and Shine On. All right, here's a song that I've been singing for years and still not exactly quite sure what it's about.
He's hiding from the rain. Bag on his head beneath the midnight train. Charlie boarded immediately sunk. Charlie went down with a melodious thump. Can you give the gift of mercy? Deliver him from pain. Some people say that Charlie dances just before the rain. And if he sees it coming, or if he has his way, I said, Man Ray, Death Ray, what it is, no one can say. One day you're sailing, and the next day you're sunk. Charlie went down with a melodious thunk. Everything till everything gets done. I'm doing a whole lot of nothing in the noonday sun. Do what your teacher tells you, or do what Charlie's done. But it's all going down with the melodious thump. Sometimes you clink, sometimes you clunk. One day you're sailing, and the next day you're sunk. You're doing a little bit of everything. Maybe nothing's getting done. You're listening for the sound of that melodious thump. Melodious thump.
guys are playing their asses off, man. Holy shit. It's crazy shit. Well, we got one more song. I really appreciate you listening, and we're having a great time. It's always nice to play with old friends. Thanks again to the birthday boy, Paul Palazzi.
Paul Palazzi.
So, okay, on the count of three, I want everyone to say Paul's name like he says it on his cell phone, okay? Which is Paul Palazzi. Palazzi. Ready? Right, here we go. One, two, three.
Paul Palazzi.
Sorry, Paul. He probably hates me. He's outside that fucking Carbone. What is he doing?
He's letting the air out of your tires right now.
All right. Oh, great. Well, we're going to finish up with a song by my friend Daisy May Earl of Wine from fabulous... Where's that? What's the town that Green Sky lives? Oh, Kalamazoo. The zoo. She lives in the zoo. Kalamazoo, Michigan. It's a great song called Shine On. Guitar telling me I need to change the strings. This is. Me off of my feet, but I think it's time for me to start walking again and stop running away from me. So the next time you see me, I will be singing a new song. I'm learning and shining on. Shine on, shine on. There is time enough for darkness, and everything's gone. Shine on, shine on. There is work to be done in the dark before dawn. It's not hard to give in. It ain't easy living in hard times. It's wearing on my mind. So the next time you see me, I will be uplifting. I will give you hope. I'm learning as I go to shine on. Shine on, shine on. There is time enough for darkness when everything's gone. Shine on, shine on. dark before dawn.
Come on, man.
Dark it seems, I feel it coming up inside of me, and I feel it in you too, in everything you do. So the next time you see me, we'll both be laughing just to be alive. We're learning how to shine, shine. Shine on, shine on. There is time enough for darkness when everything's gone. Shine on, shine on. There is work to be done in the dark before dawn.
Thank you very much, Len Mooney, John Skin, Jeff Barg. My name's Tim Carbone. Yarn coming right up.